Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, which is now celebrating 15 years of inspiring, empowering, and supporting women in living their best lives. If you don't have your free subscription, be sure to go to subscribetoaspire.com. And it's still free 15 years later. That's how passionate I am about bringing you the experts, the resources, and the feminine wisdom to live your best life. And guess what? Today, we're going to dive into a topic just like that. Today, we're going to be talking about clutter as a catalyst for change. Because would you believe you can use physical and emotional clutter as a powerful catalyst for change in your life? That it can actually help you make faster progress on your spiritual journey. Joining me today is my special, special guest, Kerry Richardson. We're going to be talking about the secrets in your stuff and how to learn from not only the clutter in your home, but the clutter in your soul as well. Kerry is a lifestyle designer, trained coach, and the best-selling author of What Your Clutter is Trying to Tell You, and her latest book, From Clutter to Clarity. Kerry has helped thousands of people learn how to use their blocks and obstacles as stepping stones for living their best lives. Through her groundbreaking clutter readings, Kerry has this unique ability to hone in on the real reason why you struggle to let go of physical and emotional clutter. That way you can use this knowledge to heal areas of your life you've likely struggled with for a long time. Kerry offers online courses, hosts an international online membership community called Clutter Clear Your Life, and works with a small roster of private clients who are tired of playing small and eager to live big. Kerry, I am so excited that you are here with me today. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for this conversation.
Well, I followed you, Kerry, for quite a while. I've always loved your message. And, you know, I reached out to you. I'm like, oh, I need your wisdom in Aspire Magazine. So at the time of this taping, Kerry is a cover model for the February, March 21 issue of Aspire. And Kerry, such an important message. That's why I wanted you here today.
I'm so excited. It's such an honor to be in the magazine, certainly to be on the cover and to be here talking with you today.
One of the things that I love about what you do is we hear about clutter all the time, right? In fact, everywhere you look right now, that's what you see. But you do, why I was attracted to yours, you bring it even deeper. Like just the phrase, clear the clutter in your soul as well. I was like, pitter-pat, this is kind of so let's talk about that. Dive in and start with what led you to discover that whole connection.
You know, it's interesting how it kind of came to be. So I've been coaching people, you know, for 16, 17 years now. And when I started coaching people, it was a very kind of straightforward, traditional life coaching approach where people would come to me, you know, here's where I am, here's where I would like to be, help me get there. And, you know, what's tricky with coaching is that the what we talk about can be very conceptual and can be, it's so intangible, it can be difficult to wrap your mind around it. So I started to frame our conversations around using the word clutter. Like, just imagine anything that gets in the way of you living the life you want to be living is just clutter that needs to be cleared. That helped people wrap their heads around it. So that's how I kind of introduced the framework. And of course, once you start using that word, right, people start coming to you like, oh my God, I have so much clutter in my house. Can you help me? And I'm like, sure, I'm not an organizer. And I just want you to know what you're asking for when you come to me. So we can talk about the clutter in your house, absolutely. But that's just a symptom. It's a symptom of clutter in your soul. And so that's where the conversation goes, that, you know, I talk about clutter being a, like a temper tantrum of the soul, that if there's an area of your life that you've been neglecting or that is out of alignment, clutter is going to appear in your life, whether it's a thought, a thing, or a person, that is your soul's way of tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, this area of your life needs some attention. Now, people think that, you know, if their desk is messy, that the soul is letting you know that the desk needs your attention. That's actually not the case. You want to think about, what does your desk represent in your life? Is it where you pay your bills? Is it where you market your business? You know, our desk, as an example, is going to have a real financial component to it. So if you struggle to keep your desk organized, I would want you looking at your money mindset, your limiting beliefs around success, things like that. That's what I mean, that it's the soul getting your attention through means that is like a real obvious way that you can't ignore.
And when women started seeing that it was more than just the physical clutter, it had to be an eye-opening for them.
It really is. You know, when I talk with them, the biggest eye-opening part for them is that it helps to almost immediately remove any shame that people have around clutter. When you realize it's actually a message from your soul, you can stop beating yourself up for the progress you're not making, for the marketing you're not doing in your business, for the friendships that are just surface level, for the house that's messy and disorganized. You can remove the shame because it's like, oh, wait a minute. I know I want to make this change in my life, but I'm struggling to make it. Let me be curious and dig in and figure out why. What is the benefit? And I know that sounds like a crazy question, but what is the benefit you are getting from not making the moves you say you want to make? You know, it's like, you know, we say we want to start eating better and exercising, and we know we want to. We want to feel healthy and strong, but then we don't do it. So it's something that you want to do, but you're not doing it. So there has to be a bigger payout right now to not do it than there would be to have done it. And so this, the trick here is to look at, what is the payout for not making the moves I say I want to make, for not clearing the clutter that's in my life, so that you can then get that need met in a healthier way. So yeah, I think the biggest eye opener for a lot of women is it helps to remove the shame and realize, like, oh, there's more going on here.
And it's so important for that, the release of the shame. I had a friend who, you know, would always even, you know, joke herself, oh my God, everything's always a mess. I have piles of everything everywhere. And she'd kind of make it a joke, but I could see she was really judging herself. Mm-hmm. Or worrying about what others would judge. And then the type of home she had, there was like an alcove attic, fully finished though, you know, but it had those sloped ceilings. And I had never been up there all the times we had gone. I've known her for 10 years. But Kerry, I went in one time. She said, hey, come upstairs with me. I thought I was going to die, right? Because of the clutter. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I ask you a question? I said, you know how you're always talking about your shoulders and carrying the weight of the world?
Yeah.
You are carrying the weight of the world. What does all that represent? She goes, I've had it for 15 years and I don't know what to do with it. I said, it's weighing you down. Mm-hmm. So is that the kind of thing that you're talking about? Like, here she is. She used to use that all the time. I feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Is that the type of energy? Because then you dig in to, let's see why you're holding all that stuff. What is the purpose? So you talk about the soul stuff.
Right. And what's so interesting in your friend's example is, you know, all of that clutter is in her attic, right? So it's above her. So it's no wonder why it energetically feels like it's pushing down on her. Because that's the other interesting thing is when we look at the type of clutter we tend to accumulate, but also where we tend to accumulate it, attic, kitchen, car, body, friendships, that has a lot in and of itself to say. So yes, having clutter up in her attic, not only, you know, the attic can be like, you know, I call it clutter's graveyard, because it's kind of where you shove stuff and you forget about, and it's there for 15 years, like your friend said, right? And yeah. But you don't, with clutter, out of sight isn't out of mind. And it certainly is not of soul or body. And so it is constantly weighing on you as this thing that you're neglecting, and it does absorb so much of the energy in your life. And so imagine, like if I was talking to your friend, I would say, imagine that that attic was cleared, that you only had things up there that you loved, that maybe you're storing seasonal items, etc. Like that ability now to allow your soul to expand further and wider into your life, what else would you become a magnet for? Like, what abundance would you become a magnet for? And do you feel worthy of that abundance? Because if there's any part of you who doesn't, that's how it's going to benefit you to hang on to the clutter. You know,
it's really touching home, because it took her a couple of years. She did a lot of inner work and she started to clear it. She mm-hmm. finally, I guess, got to that, her own journey. Well, from that clearing, she reclaimed her health. Now, I believe it's no accident. She lost 22 pounds easily and effortlessly. It just came up.
Yes.
Left a long-term dysfunctional relationship. Her business went through the roof. And she has more joy than I've ever seen. Now, mm-hmm. some would say, that has nothing to do with it. My personal belief is, oh, yes, it does. And that's why I have Kerry here to prove it.
It has everything to do with it. Everything. That's the real crux of it. When we open up more space in our lives, we open it up to abundance in all of its forms. That can be like, you know, a more intimate marriage, deeper friendships, more financial stability, a growing business, a new baby. Like, there's so much. If you don't have the space in your life, and I don't mean just the physical space, all that stuff in her attic was taking up so much energetic space. Once you clear that stuff out, it is amazing what you open yourself up to.
Oh, it is. And we're going to take a break, Kerry. When we come back, I want to talk about, just to give people an idea, what are the types of clutter we accumulate? Because for everyone, that might be different, right? So I want you to identify some of those areas so they have a picture of what could be going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be back in a moment. I'm with Kerry Richardson of kerryrichardson.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker,
and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Kerry Richardson, author of What Your Clutter Is Trying to Tell You and her new book, From Clutter to Clarity. So what does the type of clutter we accumulate and where it accumulates say about what's going on at a soul level for us, Kerry?
Yeah, so I can give you some examples. That's the best way to talk about that. So a big common clutter hotspot for people is paperwork. It's just always coming into our lives. Even if you try your best to be as paper-free as possible, there's just stuff that comes in. And so paperwork is a powerful example because not only is it common and does it accumulate quickly, but it's amazing to think about what these little sheets of paper can do to us energetically and emotionally and spiritually. So, you know, if there are stacks of paperwork that you haven't gone through or that has been taunting you, and again, this can be in your office, it can be, paperwork can be anywhere, and it's going to have a very similar meaning because in stacks of paperwork, there's often really kind of grown-up stuff. And by that, I mean, there might be bills or credit card statements, insurance policies, divorce papers, birth certificates, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of that represents some real adulting. And if we feel, if we have anything in our belief systems that is around feeling not good enough, incapable, not smart enough, that is going to perpetuate itself in paperwork clutter. It's going to fester and grow in there. If there's a feeling of, you know, I don't know what to do next with this stuff, a really great way to dig into the message and the mess, and if we use paperwork as the example, is, you know, I tell people to take a stack of your paperwork and just only start by sorting it into two piles, keep and recycle or shred. That's all you need to worry about. So what happens with that sort is the things that you absolutely know you can get rid of go into the recycle pile. Everything else goes into keep. Those are things that you know you need to keep and things that you don't even know if you do. So now you've gotten rid of the recycle pile. Now you're left with the keep pile. So now you have this keep pile, sorting it into three piles from there. File, follow up, and figure out. And so it's just as it sounds. These are the things I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have to keep for record-keeping purposes. That's going in the file pile. The follow-up pile are papers that represent the next step is yours. You know you have to make that next phone call. You have to sign that document. You have to mail that letter. That goes in the follow-up pile. And then you have that lovely, ambiguous figure-out pile. I don't know if I need to keep this. I don't know whose next step it is. I need more information to find out. That goes into the figure-out. That process alone is going to help you start to stir up what's going on in your soul. That as you go through that process, I want you to pay attention to how your body is feeling, the chatter that's going on in your mind, because that's going to help you uncover the soul's message in the mess, what is really going on underneath. Because no matter what type of clutter you have, again, people, things, thoughts, I have found over my years of work that there are three core causes of clutter. It's going to be limiting beliefs, which is the big one that runs the show of all of them. A lack of boundaries. So you need to set some boundaries in your life. That's a big cause of clutter. And unrealistic expectations. I mean, like unrealistic expectations is as simple as, you know, I'm going to spend this whole weekend cleaning out my garage. It's an unrealistic expectation. No, you're not. So you're going to set yourself up for failure there. Because what you're doing is you are sentencing your resistance to a weekend of garage cleaning. That's when you're going to distract yourself easily because she's not going to want to get on board with that. So making sure your expectations are realistic. I'm going to sit down and just sort my paperwork, keep and recycle. That's it. And then listening for what are the beliefs that are underneath that? That's that chatter in your mind I want you to pay attention to. How do you talk yourself out of the task at hand? that's going to hold really strong clues to what limiting beliefs are going on. And then how are you spending your time, and how does that compare to how you want to be spending your time? And if it's not aligned, where do you need to set some boundaries in your life?
It's powerful insights, right? We started this with talking about paperwork, and look at the layers that came through.
Yeah.
And to me, it's so powerful because I was one of those people, especially in my 20s and 30s, with paper. Like even when I got a computer, I just loved, I would print everything out and save it, right? And I'm like, what am I doing? And probably about, I don't know, 58, so 5 years ago, before we sold our big house, I went through some, I don't know, maybe it was just an energetic, another layer of energetic healing. And I remember saying, I don't want a business. I want an intentional business. I don't want a home. I want an intentional home. And I want an intentional life. And those three things became my hashtags. So everything, including the paper, I remember, you know, when you move, we've all moved, right? You're like,
yep.
What the heck did I keep this
yes.
for? And then I would, you know, I'd find a box that had been in, you know, the attic or the basement. And I'm like, Linda, why'd you keep this for 18 years that you've had this house? If you haven't opened the box in 18 years, there's nothing, there's no soul connection to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I started doing everything that way, kind of like what you said, file, follow up, figure out, except it was with other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that released in my life was powerful. And I felt like pretty energetically open anyway. I can remember what it felt like.
Yeah.
Just to release. And then my girlfriends would go, you're getting rid of that? And I'm like, honey, I haven't opened the box in 18 years.
Right.
There's no value there, no emotional value, right? So as women discover the limiting beliefs or the lack of boundaries or the unrealistic expectations that is the cause, that's when they start diving deeper with you in your work together.
Yeah, so that's what is the real clutter. That's the clutter under the clutter. And so it can be difficult to discover those on our own just because we're too close to the situation. I have to go outside of myself and say, listen, I am getting in my way all the time in regards to this. Can you help me see what's really, like, what's the real issue? That's kind of the chisel down question. Well, you know, I just can't seem to get rid of the stuff from my desk. Okay, so what's the real issue? I just don't have any time. I don't have any time to sit down and do it. Okay, so what's the real issue? And you keep chiseling down. It's like, so what's taking up your time? Well, you know, my family always needs, you know, X, Y, and Z. Okay, so let's look at boundaries. So we chisel down to, you might come to me with this obstacle. You know, I've been trying to grow my business for 10 years and I'm spinning my wheels and it's not happening. Okay. So let's talk about that. Like what would it look like if your business exploded right now? What if 5 new customers or clients came to you today? Are you ready to receive them? And if not, let's look at why not. That's the clutter, right? So yes. So that's when we dive into the clutter in the clutter, looking at how is the clutter in this particular area of my life serving me? And that's the difficult question, but that's the one to dig into. Like, you know, in my newest book, From Clutter to Clarity, I have a little core clutter cheat sheet in the back of the book where it just gives you some highlights to different clutter hotspots and what they often represent. Like, for instance, I'll give you a couple examples here. So like the bedroom, for instance, I call that the soul of the home. You know, people call the kitchen the heart of the home. The bedroom is the soul of the home. So let's say your house tends to be pretty neat and organized or tidy to the eye, but then you go into your bedroom and there's piles everywhere. So clutter in the bedroom can indicate a real lack of self-care. So I would want someone to investigate their beliefs around self-worth and how well they protect their time and make themselves a priority. So clutter in the bedroom, instead of saying, oh my God, I'm such a mess, I've got to take care of this, stop and ask yourself, why is it that clutter accumulates here? Like, why here? Or like the mind, right? Mental clutter. Mental clutter is asking you to slow down and take a breath. Keeping a really busy mind it can be an indication of not feeling valued or significant. So we keep ourselves really busy. So you can just work on emptying your brain so you can hear your soul and connect to yourself more deeply. when mental clutter is a real common one that stops us from taking care of other kinds of clutter, a really fast and easy tool that I use all the time is what I call the mind dump. I just open up my notebook, pen to paper, I find old school is best, and I empty everything on my brain onto that page. I'm not necessarily making a to-do list. In fact, it's likely not. Sometimes it's not even legible. I'm just emptying my brain because our minds are brilliant computers, but we often use them as containers. And like any other computer, if you load down the hard drive with too many files, the processing speed is going to slow down. As soon as you empty that brain, you have better access to decision-making capabilities, your creativity, and your resourcefulness. Then you have much more to draw from when it comes to figuring out the real message in your mess and also getting rid of some clutter.
Kerry, I just love that part, that the bedroom is the soul of the home. And I'm actually excited because I do keep my bedroom clutter free. I have this thing about everything has to be in its place. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Kerry Richardson of kerryrichardson.com. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about something that Kerry had mentioned about clutter being a temper tantrum for the soul. I can't wait to hear what that is. So we'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Does the energy in your life or home feel stuck or stagnant? Your home surroundings may be impacting your mood, energy level, and even how much money you attract. It's time to clear the energy blocks in your immediate surroundings so you can attract enhanced health, happiness, and abundance. Carrie Miller, feng shui expert, speaker, and coach, and the author of Feels Better, Flows Better, Feng Shui for Inspired Living, merges her sacred skills in feng shui, space clearing, aromatherapy, and coaching to support her clients in making subtle changes to their home that allow energy to flow and create spaces that are comfortable, functional, supportive, and inspiring. Whether you're called to clear one room or your full home, Carrie offers feng shui and energy clearing services on-site or virtually to meet your needs. Learn more at carriemillerconsulting.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm with Kerry Richardson today. And right before the break, she was describing that the bedroom is the soul of the home. And there's so many insights just in that statement and everything that you shared right before the break. But you also talk about in your work about clutter being a temper tantrum of the soul. And when I first read those words, I'm like, I got to know what this is. So what do you mean by that, Kerry?
Yeah, so it's really kind of cool when you think of it that way. Again, it kind of takes the sting out of clutter. So if you imagine, sometimes your soul can be like a bratty little child, and if you're not paying attention to your soul needs, you know, to self-love and self-compassion and nurturing, making your hopes and dreams a priority, your soul can turn into kind of a petulant little child and throw a little bit of a temper tantrum. If she doesn't feel like she's getting your attention through little messages, through some hints or some whispers, then she's going to get really loud. And that's when you find yourself surrounded by a lot of physical clutter, and a lot is relative, right? It's whatever a lot is for you. When you find yourself surrounded by, when clutter just seems to erupt in your life, you know, maybe it just seems like, you know, draining people are coming out of the woodwork, or those times in your life when you're like, I cannot seem to catch a break. Like, I'm just getting blow after blow after blow. That can be a real temper tantrum of the soul. So when that happens to me, when my anxiety kicks up or clutter is around, I'm like, okay, what am I neglecting for myself in my life? What is my soul trying to tell me by putting these obstacles in my way, with which I have no choice but to slow down? Because if I keep trying to charge ahead, I'm going to keep tripping and falling. So instead of trying to continuously jump over the obstacles that are rolling onto your path, stop and ask yourself, all right, like, check in with your soul and say, okay, what is it that you want me to know here? You keep alerting me and sidetracking me. What is it that I need? And just look and see. I mean, the real default place I would encourage you to go is to ask yourself, what are some of my needs that I am neglecting right now? And the basic needs, right? Am I getting, you know, sufficient sleep? Am I, you know, eating nutritious food? Am I moving my body? Do I feel loved and supported by people in my life? Am I doing work that I love? Like, identifying those areas of your life that need some tuning up will quiet that little petulant child that can be our soul.
I love this. And I for me, it comes through as when I ignore what I call like the soul whispers, right? Then I say that, and which I used to love to do. I'd be like, oh, no, I don't have time for that right now.
Yeah.
And then I'd wait till I get the God flick or divine flick on the ear, you know, a little bit stronger message. And I'd be, I'm too busy for this right now. So Linda was a slow learner and waited for the cosmic 2x4. And that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I used to do that all the time. And I'm sure many women can relate, because it seems that we put those needs and we keep saying, oh, you know, I'll worry about that tomorrow. But there is that part of us that you were so beautifully sharing, that soul part of us that is saying, please listen, please listen.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. When we don't listen, that's the temper tantrum of the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's going to find a way to get our attention. It's going to find a way to interrupt us in such a manner that we have a lot of difficulty ignoring.
And for me too, for my own personal journey, I had to look and say at myself and say, there's got to be a reason, Linda, you keep repeating the same patterns, especially in my 20s and 30s, because I started this journey 30 years ago. 20s and 30s, I was a queen of self-sabotage, Carrie. And you know, then you have the logical ones in your family, like, well, if you keep on doing the same stuff, but I could never get to the cause. We can want to change anything. What I love about the work you're doing is, again, it's not just about the clutter. It's about what does the clutter mean on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to keep diving deep to go, what's the story? And one of the things I am curious about, what does it mean when you have a clutter-filled car, which is my family used to joke when I was at, you know, 20s and 30s. Any insights on what a clutter-filled car means?
Yeah, you know, clutter in the car really, I mean, as you can imagine, speaks to excessive running around. Now, that may sound obvious on the surface, but digging deeper into the soul message is like, not only are you maybe running at warp speed, you know, because the car is the mode of transportation, right? So that's all cluttered. You are racing from one thing to the next, whether that means literal appointments or in your mind, if you're racing from one thing to the next, you're not taking enough pit stops to stop and check in and go, wait a minute, am I even heading in the right direction? Did I miss a turn? Do I need to turn around and start again and take a new road? Having that excessive clutter in the car speaks to the need to slow down, reevaluate, check your map, check your GPS, make sure you're heading in the right direction and that you're not just running. Because if running is often running away from something and it's often running away from ourselves. And so what is it that you are running from that is, your soul is erupting in clutter in the car? So I would want you to look at, what am I running from? That can be difficult emotions. It can be an unhappy marriage. It can be dissatisfaction in your career. It can be depression. It can be lots of things. But what is it that you're trying so desperately to get away from? Another way to look at it is, what are you afraid would rise up to the surface if you slowed down? And that's going to help you understand the soul message in the car.
I have to tell you, I am blown away, because that was me in the 90s when I had my other business. I mean, if you got in my passenger seat, you had to push things away with your feet just to get in the car, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It was a family joke.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just said was me in the 90s.
Yes.
Every single thing. I'm like, yep, mm-hmm, yep.
Mm-hmm. check.
And so, yes. So I share that with you and our listeners because, look it, Carrie had no way of knowing my story. Exactly what she described as the emotions that I was living in that time and the energy, you just nailed it. So in your work with clients, I can see that it must happen all the time, is let's get to the deep stuff. Because some people would say, oh, I just have a messy car. No, it's so much deeper. And you just showed me that depth, because that is how I lived and what my emotional health was at that time.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say clutter readings. You know, people talk about like psychic readings and mediumship readings. Clutter readings are similar in that you come to me with the clutter that you struggle with most, and I'll tell you what's really going on underneath it, or at least point you in the direction of exploration. And that's just it. You think it's just this on the surface, but it is like an iceberg. It's just the tip. Now, when we go underneath the water and see, like, oh my gosh, I see this is, 40 years of beliefs that have brought me to this point, or, what is it that I need to dismantle underneath the surface, or heal, more importantly, underneath the surface? So this eruption can stop.
Oh, I love this. I'm so enjoying this conversation. So right before we go to the next break, one of the things, what is the most surprising forms of clutter you've seen in all the clients that you've seen that kind of surprised them too?
Yeah. So people are always surprised when I refer to weight as clutter. They don't think of it that way. They just think like, I eat like crap and I don't exercise, so that's why I have extra pounds on my body. So they don't often think of that as clutter, but weight clutter is another powerful one, because that one, you can get to the emotional component of it relatively quickly. Weight clutter speaks to a fear of vulnerability, a fear of standing out, a belief that your needs aren't as important as everyone else's, a real fear of success, like a fear of shining. It's ironic to think, but weight clutter helps us to feel more invisible, which I always joke around and say it's funny, because the bigger you are, the more visible you are. I say this because my most stubborn form of clutter is my weight. And so it's like, I know that, part of the role that weight clutter serves, the benefit of hanging on to weight clutter, is that you can feel more protected, you can feel safer, you can feel less visible from a spiritual standpoint. So that's always a surprising form of clutter for people. Financial clutter, they just think they have debt and they have unhealthy spending habits, but really there's like, let's look at the financial clutter, money beliefs, how were you raised around money, That's going to be directly correlated to success. So, and relationships, I think people don't really realize like how much relationship clutter is a part of it. Whether that is a friend, a family member, a spouse, a past boss from 20 years ago can be residual relationship clutter. That's where the boundaries come into play. So really think of it as anything that is stopping you from living the life of your dreams is clutter.
Mm. Simple yet powerful. Thank you, Karen. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the three core causes of all types of clutter. And I think you may have touched on it a little bit throughout our conversation. So we'll be right back. And I want to invite everyone, visit Kerry, and that's Kerry with two R's and an I, Richardson.com. For more on her services and her amazing books. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beingloveBook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. It's Linda Joy, and I am with the one and only Kerry Richardson today, lifestyle designer, trained coach, and the best-selling author of From Clutter to Clarity, which was recently released. So, Kerry, we've talked about so much today. What are the three core causes of all types of clutter?
Yeah, so the three main things that you want to look at with any kind of clutter you struggle to clear, I want you to look at what are the limiting beliefs you have around that area, meaning what are the stories you tell yourself about your struggles to break free from whatever that type of clutter is? What are the stories you tell yourself about that area or aspect of your life? That's going to be a big one. Limiting beliefs, I would say, is the biggest driving force behind any kind of clutter. Then you have the need for boundaries. And I say limiting beliefs are the driving force because limiting beliefs are going to be working behind the scenes, making it difficult for you to set boundaries. So they go hand in hand in a sense. So the need for boundaries is another big source of clutter. So if you are allowing people to mistreat you, disrespect you, if you are overgiving to people of your time, effort, energy, mindset, that's going to result in clutter. So you've got limiting beliefs, the need for boundaries, and then unrealistic expectations. And that comes in lots of different forms. The example we talked about earlier was, I'm going to take this weekend and clean out my garage. But it's also an unrealistic expectation can be, you know, expecting someone to show up for you in a way that they don't even know you need them for. So we can have unrealistic expectations, meaning we can have expectations for people that they don't even know we have for them. And then we get mad when they don't meet them. So you want to think about, you know, when I say unrealistic expectations, I don't want you to limit yourself with what you believe you deserve and what you are worthy of, but be realistic with, if you're going to expect something of someone, let them know. If you are going to expect yourself to clean out your garage this weekend, talk to your soul first and say, hey, what do we think about that idea? Chances are you're going to get a big X and say, no, it's too much. Let me do one or two palm rounds. So the palm round, it's called the Pomodoro technique, is a time management tool that I always recommend to my clients that I use. I didn't create it. I just love it. It's as simple as this. Whatever task you need to tackle, whatever work you want to get done, schedule a Pomodoro round. So I just shorten it to POM round. That's P-O-M, because I like to think it stands for peace of mind. So schedule one POM round. And here's what that is. You sit down at the task at hand, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. We'll say sorting the paperwork, like we talked about earlier. You remove all distractions. So you silence the ringer on your phone. You shut down your email. You let anyone else in your house know you're not going to be available for the next 30 minutes. And then you sit down at that task and you set a timer for 25 minutes. This is one Pomodoro round. Set the timer for 25 minutes and you get to work. You focus for those 25 minutes as best you can. And then when the timer goes off, you take a 5-minute break up and away from the task. You might come back and do another round. You might not. That's okay. A POM round is a great way to get yourself started on a job, project, or task that just feels so big and so overwhelming that it helps you to not just think about the finish line. Because here's the important little nugget I would love everyone to remember, is that your success is in the action that you take. It's not in the outcome. So you get to feel the success of a completely cleared out garage by doing one palm round and just making a dent.
That is so powerful. I love the statement you just said. Please repeat it, because it just hit me in the soul, because I can be hard on myself too, thinking we judged that we didn't get it completed. So please repeat that.
No, success is in the action, not the outcome.
Just the fact that we take action is the release of the energy, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely
momentum.
Yes, that frees up the energy. And you know, the other thing I often say is it always takes longer to dread something than to just do it.
I'm laughing because I've had that conversation with family members. I'm like, you're spending so much freaking energy not doing it.
Right.
You could just freaking do it and it would be done with.
You could have done it 10 times over by now.
Yeah, like they beat themselves up, they go crazy, and then they talk about it nonstop about how it still didn't get done. I'm like, well, if you just do it, you can stop talking about it not being done.
Exactly. But so that's clutter. So how are they benefiting by not just doing it? There's a payout to not doing it. So we get that temporary fix when we talk about doing something. And so we get that rush, right? So there's this whole distinction between our present self and our future self. Future self loves the idea of finishing a project and can really see the value in having that garage sorted, having the weight lost, having the business booming. Future self loves it. Present self is the one who has to actually do the work, and she loves immediate gratification. So she doesn't get excited about the future, about the garage being done. She needs small wins to stay in the game. That's where the palm round comes into play. She loves the idea that success is in the action, not the outcome. get her to do just those 25 minutes, celebrate with a 5-minute break away. And she's like, okay, I love this. She, present self can do it in little chunks. Future self is the visionary. Present self is the worker bee. And just remember, present self loves wins. So you have to give her small wins. You cannot just think of the win as being the finish line. She'll never stay the course.
I love this. And I love how you, I don't want to say separated the aspects of ourselves, but helped us have a better understanding of the aspects of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because just in your description of the present day self and the future self,
yeah,
you could feel the energy difference. And I, so I just let it sit in my body and said, isn't that, because I'm a creative visionary, so I love to birth.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also one of those who, like, I love my tasks each day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just having them done makes me feel good because I know I'm working towards the vision. But I'm getting the things done on a daily basis. So that must be the soothing of my present day self, because she's like, oh, look at everything you got done. But my future self is saying, she gets it now. She's helping me complete the vision.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's the present self excitement, is that when you get to cross that off your to-do list, you know, when sometimes we add things to our to-do list we didn't have on there just so we could cross it off.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am one of those. Okay.
Me too. That's the present self who's like, yes, I want to feel that quick win. So yeah, absolutely. Future self is the one who says, I'm going to start my diet on Monday, and you get really excited at the idea. And then Monday comes and you go, maybe next Monday. That's present self. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to choose this apple over this cupcake today. Big win. And even if you eat like crap the rest of the day, big win. And present self celebrates. She's more apt to choose two healthy options the next day.
I love it, because it gives us almost a container to see who's running the show in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's powerful. And one of the things I do with my private clients is it's present moment awareness. From a place of awareness is the only way you can choose something different.
Yes.
And if you're running on autopilot, you're not really choosing anything in your life. You're just running by programming.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of what you've been sharing today just reminds me of how important, you know, awareness is. And then your example of the present day self and the future self, again, comes down to awareness. So you know who's running the show in that moment.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I love this. I am loving our juicy conversation. I want to give you a moment to talk about this membership community you have before we come to an end of our call. It's called Clutter Clear Your Life. So mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is something that I have been dreaming of for years. And so I've had it for just about 18 months now. So clutterclearyourlife.com is my online membership community. And it's a real hub. I call it like a one-stop shop for living your best life. So it's the hub where you will find recorded courses of mine, webinars that I've taught, worksheets and workbooks that I've created, in a resource library, in your Trailblazers toolbox, as I like to call it, on the community, that is like an a la carte offering for whatever you need to help you clear the blocks and obstacles in your life so you can move toward your greater vision. In addition to all of that, the live components, like just this morning, I had my member Q&A where we come on Zoom for an hour and members can ask me anything and everything. We do live on the spot coaching. People can pre-submit questions and I answer them live on the call if they can't be there live. We just, next month, we're starting a book club for my first book. I just completed a book club with my pre-order people for my new book. And everyone loved it so much that I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back and do a book club for my first book. So in the membership community, starting next in March, we're going to do a book club. We're going to go through it chapter by chapter. The last thing I want for people is for my courses, my books, and my work to become clutter in their lives. So I do everything in my power to help them actually implement the learning instead of just taking it in and then not doing anything with it. So that was the whole idea behind the membership community, is I want to help you actually put into action the services I provide and the work that I offer and help you go through it and get it done. And that's what happens with this great group of trailblazers in clutterclearyourlife.com.
I am so excited for everyone that you're serving, and I'm excited to share that with my listeners. And Kerry's other main website is kerryrichardson.com. Be sure to swing by, check out our services or books. And Kerry, I have so enjoyed this conversation, as having you as a guest, but also personally, this topic turns me on.
Yeah, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It was such a blast to be here.
Well, thank you, my friend. And everyone, I will see you next Tuesday. Until then, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.